So our final story in this episode is something positive. And that's what we want to try to do at Believe. Try to focus on something positive. There's so much nonsense and negativity. Literally, we go on Reddit, which is a huge website, which I love Reddit, and people should be able to bitch if they want to bitch. But a lot of people, we want to complain all the time, right? We do. We want to complain constantly, like every second of every day. Let's maybe, if we can, just, and I'm going to try, because I've been trying the past couple years, and I've been becoming a different person. It's hard when you got all these Wi-Fi and chaotic waves, and you can get some Orgonite pyramids, O-R-G-O-N-I-T-E, to help with this. It could be BS, I don't know. But what if it's not? What if it's not BS? We got people that are angry about that Wi-Fi, that's not a problem. Okay, well, you know, why did France ban it around preschools? And ban, you know, they don't have it. I don't know. Could be some issues with it. So anyway, let's focus on some positive things, right? And we try to find the positive in the news because it gets lost in all this fear and anger and all this stuff and people complaining and everything's gonna, you know, literally, how can we possibly think positive when everything we see is negative? Did you ever imagine that? I mean, we're really, literally running ads on Reddit about positive, and people are calling us like, you know, people are angry about that. And I'm saying, hey, listen, we're just trying to get some positive ideas. You don't even have to listen to me, but I agree there could be some validity to your ideas. So, you know, let's kind of just start there. Let's find the good in each other's ideas, right? We start there. So this was great. Great. This was tweeted April 10th, very recently. There was a news story on it on Reuters. I don't know. It's probably at the bottom of the pile. Nobody can find this good news. But there is good news. And I don't know if there's hidden agendas. I don't really care. But here's what it is. Very thankful to President Xi of China's kind words on tariffs and automobile barriers. Also his enlightenment on intellectual property and technology transfers. We will make great progress together. And I don't know if President Trump knows there's some kind of agenda for China to take over the world or to be the model for the technocracy and the Illuminati agenda. I don't know what he knows. I don't know. All I know is it's good, and I don't know if that's the case. It seems to be like it could be the case, but you know, I've been to China. I love the Chinese people. We send love to the president, and we hope that they see that there's other options if that is the case. So what I care about is two world leaders that there's some big animosity and fear and all this stuff in the media. And they're talking about coming together and making progress together and compromising and cooperating. And wouldn't that be interesting if we could do that with each other? Men and women, men that admitting they like a lot of women and stop the lies to women. And women, you know, doing what they say they're going to do, showing up on time and appreciating that men are honest if they have the courage to be honest, and men not screwing women over, and women not, you know, also doing the same, you know, being nice as well, right? We can all improve, me included, by far. But this is good. So the Reuters article, China's Xi renews vows to open economy, cut tariffs as U.S. trade row deepens. So he's going to open the country's economy further, lower import tariffs on products like cars. In a speech seen as an attempt to defuse an escalating trade dispute with the United States. While much of his pledges were reiterations of previously announced reforms that foreign businesses say are long overdue. By the way, you can't own a business in China. You know, I mean, everybody's complaining about Russia. China is far more restrictive, and the people, you know, they can't use Google. They can't use WhatsApp. I mean, they have a social, a social credit system a social credit system, which now monitors what people say. And if the government thinks you're doing a bad thing, it's like the show Black Mirror, I guess. It's a Netflix show or something. Then they can just stop you from buying airplane tickets, and they can just shut you off if they think you're a naughty boy or a girl, naughty girl. And that's pretty crazy. With all these driverless cars in the U.S., I don't know about all that. It's kind of the same kind of thing, you know? So this is good. They're cooperating, and Washington charges that Chinese companies steal the trade secrets of American companies. I don't know. They're complaining. And basically, they're trying to get a positive tone, and let's hope it continues. But it is positive news, and that's what we want to focus on. We want to focus on solutions, possible solutions. Not that I'm perfect or anything I'm saying is perfect, or that President Trump is the right way and, you know, Democrats are bad. No, no. Everybody has, there are a lot of people with good points and good intentions, and there's a lot of ways to get there. And a lot of times our intentions, the base of our intentions, are the same. People that want gun control, they want people to live. People that don't want gun control want people to live because of the government and the last form of defense against tyranny. It's actually the same thing. It's people living and being free. That's what we want. So let us know your thoughts. This has been a great episode, action-packed. A lot of amazing stories. And we are at www.believe.love. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. You can email us. Our email is believe@believe.love. And we have a Reddit page, a community, reddit.com/r/believe loves you. You can see it right now. And you can get involved. Post messages, ask questions. We have Gabriella posted a great message about her free energy project, you know, and we've been paying for that. I wanted to put my money where my mouth is and try to work on free energy. And we're going to disclose everything we find to the public. And we'll just search right here in the search box for free energy on our Reddit page. And so I hired people in Venezuela, and there's a link to her interview, and Gabriella is a moderator. And these people have so much courage in Venezuela. I mean, we're talking about there are kids going to war, fighting over trash. And I'm sitting here worried about, you know, oh, is somebody lying to me? Or I get upset at the dumbest things. A credit card company didn't unblock my transaction. Meanwhile, in Venezuela, people are fighting over good trash or bad trash. And Gabriella's down there. We've got German and a few other guys down there. And she goes through all the procedures. This is, we're going to make it open source. And there's a lot of stuff. She updated this message. So that's pretty sweet. There's a picture of our prototype that we're building here. There's all kinds of stuff. And what's the goal of free energy? To end world poverty, to give people complete freedom. There's other people working on this. Nikola Tesla was working on this. And J.P. Morgan apparently pulled the financing because we couldn't put a meter on it. So we're trying to do it. There's other. Start your own free energy project. Use our work for free. I'm paying for it. I've hired all these people, and I'm paying for it myself. And, you know, maybe we'll build stuff and sell it if people want to not put it together themselves. But it's honestly, with free energy and 3D printers, we eliminate the need for money as a control mechanism. And that's all money is, because there's been free energy. They're well aware of it. You have on Fox News them talking about physics, and that they're admitting UFOs exist. There's the Pentagon, the former Pentagon officials have been on CNN and Fox News saying we spent $20 million studying this, and they have video of UFOs. They say it's real video. And what they're not saying on mainstream news is that if UFOs are defying physics, well, that means they're using zero-point energy, and that means that we don't need oil, and that means that we really don't need money. And so we're trying to get to the bottom of it. Of course, the fear of, on this is that it can be weaponized, but a lot of things can be weaponized. And if, I don't know, we got to make the decision. Would you rather have billions of people in poverty and us fighting about money and constantly lying to each other because we're trying to keep more money than the other person? And, or, you know, would you rather have no poverty? And would you rather have people being able to do whatever they want? And we'd have to come up with some ways, if somebody went crazy with free energy, some ways to defend, I guess. I mean, you know, but I don't know. Seems like we gotta kind of give it a try because we seem to be having some problems, right? We seem to be having some problems. So YouTube.com, we just hit 4,700 subscribers right now. We had 4,699. YouTube.com/BelieveLovesYou is our YouTube channel. And get our podcast at BelieveiTunes.com or BelieveAndroid.com. I gave you all the websites you could ever possibly want. And so I'm Nicholas Upchurch. I hope this was enjoyable for you. It's very late here. Thanks for being with me, hanging out. You know, we're going to have, I think, some great interviews coming up. I saw John D'Souza gave us a cool comment on YouTube. Shout out to John, the FBI, former FBI agent that has been involved. He's the real-life X-Files guy. I mean, he's the real guy. He's like, you thought X-Files was fake? And we interviewed him last year. Vanessa, I believe, interviewed him. So you can go to believe.love and look up John D'Souza. So, much love to you guys. Man, send me your love, man. I want to stay positive. I want to be even more positive, but I want to be real. I want to find the good in the toughest parts of our world. And it gets tough. There's, you know, listen, there's pedophilia rings, there's everything. How do you find the positive? We have to shine a light on it and literally send love into that area and send love into the darkest parts of ourselves. And that's where it all starts. And I have to do a better job, and I want to do a better job. I don't have to. I want to do a better job, and you guys help me. So ask questions on our Reddit community, whatever you need. I want to help you. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. Thanks for joining me on Believe. Have a great day or night wherever you may be.